All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
All right, we're live. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Wheel Wednesday podcast. I'm Nick. This is Scott. And we hope if you have the week off, or if your kids have the week off, hope you're enjoying it. Because what is it, President's Day? Columbus Day? Someday.
Yeah, forgot. Monday was President's Day.
President's Day.
And there's a lot of schools on like winter recess. And so yeah. I think it becomes a good time for people to go take their breaks or whatever, right?
Yeah, they get like entire week, which I wish we had, but.
Well, nobody gets there. Nobody work. Real workplaces give them off the entire week. Like schools are closed, but like businesses are still open, right? Could you imagine you guys calling in for wheels and we're like, the entire week?
Like, yeah, you know, it's President's Week, so we took the whole week off.
Yeah, you know, Thomas Jefferson, right? Good old Honest Abe. We're celebrating him, so he can't sell you any wheels.
Yeah, we're celebrating the four founding fathers, and you know what? We decided to take an extra day off.
The extra day. That's right. Well, we hope that you have been well and that, I don't know, that you have seen some stuff that's been coming out.
Yeah. Last Friday, we just dropped a video. Scott hosted this one of A versus B profiles.
So. That's right. Yeah. So the video that we put up on Friday, we kind of broke down some of the differences between A and B profile. We explained it in some decent detail. We're trying not to go too hard in on a lot of these, just so that there's not too much length to them.
Right.
But we went through that. We talked about the differences, pros and cons, where you'd expect to see them, et cetera, et cetera. That is up on our YouTube channel. So if you're listening on iTunes or Google Play or any of those podcast things, head over there and check that out for us. And as always, if you wouldn't mind throwing us a thumbs up and subscribing down below, right? We're trying to get that in the beginning. So that's appreciated. And we have seen you guys doing that, and we appreciate that. It kind of helps, like, for us when we're trying to figure out the content to put up and kind of what stuff does better so we can kind of, you know, tailor it
right
toward what you guys want to see, right? And so all your feedback and all your comments and everything that you guys put in,
it all
and
helps.
And that, especially the thumbs up and the likes. I mean, yeah, I'm sure that there's something to the algorithm of YouTube that – makes that video successful.
Helping. Yeah.
Honestly, we're really just looking for feedback. So those thumbs up and the subscription, you know, when you hit click subscribe, we know like, all right, people are looking for this type of content. This stuff is going in the right direction. So, all those things, they help us a great deal and we appreciate it immensely.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So we're here. So what are we talking about today?
So today's topic, we are going to be talking about how to inspect your wheels.
Yeah, I don't know if, right. I don't know if we're going to talk about how to inspect wheels.
Well, things to look for or.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of just about general wheel inspection. And so I think the reason that this becomes an important topic is there are a lot of people, I feel, again, my opinion, they purchase wheels or get wheels on their car, and they figure, one, those wheels are forever.
Right.
Two, that if you put a wheel on your car, it's supposed to be indestructible. So you should be able to drive through anything and everything, and nothing should ever happen to it. And if something happens to it, something clearly was wrong
with the manufacturer.
Which is not the case. Not the case. And I also think that there is a lack of responsibility by the owner of the wheels to be the one to catch issues before they happen or become catastrophic.
Right.
Now, this applies not just to aftermarket wheels. This applies to your OE wheels. I mean, funny enough, if you follow the guys from the rag company, our friends, our buddies over there, Dane, who has a Jaguar, I think it's an XKR. I think it's a stock wheel, and was losing air pressure in the wheel, couldn't figure out where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, took it to a wheel and tire place. They dismounted.
They found a crack.
They soak it. Yeah, and they found the crack, right? The wheel looks perfect. It doesn't look like it has too much out-of-round condition. It looks in good shape. But, you know, it's probably a 2008, 2009 car, whatever it may be,
right,
over the course of 10, 11 years.
This was on an aftermarket or this was on
a... No, this is a stock wheel.
A stock wheel.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, what I'm saying is this could happen to anybody with any circumstance and after a number of years, right?
Yeah.
So kind of knowing that that's something that you should, you know, you could prevent by kind of doing some inspection.
Yeah. And we, you know, we've done a podcast on how to prevent wheel damage on like road hazards and things to avoid. But if in any case, you know, you do hit a pothole or you curb your wheel or anything like that, like always inspect it, always check it out. See, you know, is there a leak? Is something going on? Because you never know. The last thing you want is to be stuck on the side of the road.
Well, and not only should you inspect it after you have damage or have impact or anything like that, you should kind of almost have some sort of routine inspection period,
mm-hmm,
where you're looking at the wheels kind of in a little bit more of an intent way than just walking by it on the way to put something in the trunk,
right,
or open up a door for somebody.
So what does that entail? Like, what are some of the things to go through?
Yeah, so I think that one of the most effective ways, I mean, obviously the most effective way, is to be able to take a wheel off and just kind of be able to look it over as you roll it around,
right,
and then put it back in the car. So let's kind of do this in a methodical method. Let's talk about what kind of frequency should you probably use as a guide, right?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, how often should you inspect your wheels?
Oh, okay.
Right? I think not being crazy. First off, like you said before, if you have any sort of impact or anything like that, I definitely think you should at least give the wheel a glance.
Yeah.
And if you don't have TPMS in your car, tire pressure monitoring systems, you should take a tire pressure and then wait a day or two. As long as the tire looks like it's staying the same, check again. If you see any depletion of air, any factor that has taken the air down from what it is, keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Because if you start to see a further
depletion.
What's that?
Depletion.
Or degrade. Yeah, whatever. Loss of air.
You lose more.
Then something's up. And it's a good idea to take it in if you're not going to be the one to inspect it.
Right.
Now, it's winter months, so might be cold and taking off your wheels is not ideal. So I would say if you see any bends, damages right on the face of a wheel, always, if you're not really sure what to do with it, take it to a wheel and tire professional. Let them check it over, the whole package. If you've had a significant impact or something that's caused an out of round condition and caused a bend to any wheel, not just aftermarket wheels, OE wheels, whatever it may be, take the wheel for inspection. Make sure you have solid air pressure. There's no loss of bead contact where the tire sits. Make sure that we're positive that you're driving on a safe and structurally sound wheel and tire.
Yeah.
Right? So I think a good frequency, if you don't have those damaging moments, would be every oil change. You know, you get all right. This has gotten more complicated recently.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the 10,000-mile oil changes that a lot of these cars are coming with. That's a little too long. I think
every, like, 3,000 miles
every couple thousand miles.
That's usually when I do – I'm actually a little late for my oil change. But, yeah, usually it's, like, every 3,000 miles or so.
Right. I think that if you – every couple thousand miles, if you don't have any provoked – incidents or events that would cause you to maybe think you should look at your wheel, it's a good time to look at the wheel.
Right.
Start with the face. You know, make sure the wheel looks perfectly round all the way around. Check tire pressures if you don't have TPMS. If I didn't have TPMS, and yes, mm-hmm, it's a little overly, but I would check every time I got gas the tire pressure.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, listen, I'm pretty cognizant. I make sure that every time I get into a car, I always kind of do a quick glance at the wheels and tires
and make sure everything's good.
Yeah, I mean, like you know, like even like my wife was driving the other day. Like when I went to get into her car, you know, I only saw my side.
Yeah.
Right. Because I was walking to my side, so I quick looked down. When we got out and we walked into the parking lot, I just did a quick glance back.
Yeah.
And looked at her tires.
I usually do that with any car getting also. I'll give a quick glance. Just I'm just an observant person. I'll notice other things. I'll be like, oh, like, I don't know, your oil sticker says whatever and you're at this mileage, so you should do this. Or, you know, if I'm driving someone else's car, I'll be like, oh, like, your brakes kind of feel weak or whatever. I look at the tires, like, oh, like, this tire's kind of flat. Like, yeah. You know, what happened?
Yeah.
So I think it's after a while, especially from just, like, doing my own stuff to all my cars, you become observant of these things.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you kind of know what, and, you know, I think if you drive the same car every day, for the most part, a lot of us,
you'll notice when something's off.
This doesn't feel right. You may not know what it is, but you know it's not right.
You're like, something's off, and then, you know, that might push you to, you know, pull over and go out and look.
Yeah.
Like, all right, like what's going on here, right. You know?
Yeah. So I think frequency, you know, every few thousand miles, if you're not provoked, if you are provoked, take a look at the whole wheel. You know, make sure that you look over the wheel. Does the wheel look round? Does it look a flat spot, some sort of little bend area? You know, does the face of the wheel show any provisions where you might have a crack? Now, sometimes if you have spoke damage and not necessarily barrel damage, like so a wheel could – ideally when you do an oil change or every few thousand miles, if you pull a wheel off, because you want to look in the inner barrel, you also want to look at the, you know, the back lip area, right? And this is a good reason too, because when people – a lot of times people use the front look of the wheel as a determining factor for if they think there will be damage on the wheel.
Right. But, you know –
The most amount of structure.
If you hit a pothole or something, you know, it could hit on the inner side and, you know, there could be a bend there that you don't notice until you pull the wheel off, a bend or crack or anything, you know, and then you have the entire barrel of the wheel. You know, I've had wheels before where I'm like, oh, like, this is totally fine. And then upon further inspection, I'll go to the back and I'm like, oh, like, no, this wheel is cracked or bent or whatever.
Yeah.
Especially like when buying wheels from sellers that, you know, like, I didn't know.
But, yeah. Well, the one point there is kind of just exactly what you said, which is, you know, most of the structure is on the front part of the wheel,
mm-hmm.
right? So, like, most of your, you know, there's a lot of the strength is there, you know, and people think that if, let's say you have an impact and it happens on the front part of the wheel,
mm-hmm.
and they look at the front part of the wheel, this is all hypothetical, they look at the front part of the wheel and the wheel doesn't have any, whatever, they're good. But what people don't understand is that the damage, when you have an impact, it, you know, it sends wakes throughout
the wheel. The whole wheel, yeah. And the whole wheel vibrates.
Right. Or you know, takes force.
Takes the shock.
No different than a car, right? Like you have a car and, you know, in each one of the frame rails, there's what they call crumple zones. And they're just basically a series of dimples or kind of creases or whatever it is so that it's helping so that when you take an impact, it's designed to deflect the energy.
Right,
it'll
crush instead of if it was solid, then, you know, you personally could feel the impact of the shock coming from there because it was so structurally sound that,
yeah,
you know, it goes to your body. At least if it crushes, it absorbs the impact and you won't get as hurt.
Right, and so that's what happened years ago. You know, you used to have all these frame body on frame cars, you know, that weren't unibody and they didn't have crumple zones and, you know, the car would have minimal damage, but, you know, you rattled around like a ping pong ball.
Inside the car.
You know what I mean? And so there was a lot more, you know, physical injury. But, you know, when it comes down to a wheel, you take an impact on one part of the wheel. It doesn't necessarily mean that the damage will be in that same spot.
Yeah.
Sometimes that damage will translate out to the, you know.
To the barrel.
The part of the wheel where it's not as visible. You know, intense and or structurally whatever. So it may you hit the wheel on the face of the wheel, and it may easily transmit out to the barrel. And
right.
So people will say, "Well, I don't understand. It doesn't make sense that the barrel would crack. You know, like I didn't hit anything there."
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, "Well, it's not really what happened."
Right? Yeah.
And you know, and sometimes you'll have an impact in one area, and actually the damage will be 180 degrees opposite.
Yeah.
You know, so I think just kind of because I know we jumped around a little bit, but Frequently, I would say if you don't have a provoked issue, every couple thousand miles, I think it's a good time to pull off a wheel and tire, inspect the back of the spokes. Hairline cracks or hairline fractures in spokes, they could be very small. And when your wheel is dirty, they can be very difficult to see.
I was actually about to say, so like, what do you do in scenarios? Because, you know, brake dust and all that stuff can pile up. And if you're not someone that, you know, cleans the back of your wheels on a regular basis every time you wash your car or whatever.
Which most of us aren't. I do not clean the back of my wheels.
It's one of those things where, like, I'm not even going to bother. Especially with... with stock wheels or like the wheels on the daily, I'm just like, you know, like I don't really care too much about it because like it's meant to get the abuse. So how do you really inspect that? Like, do you have to clean it all out? Or are there ways to kind of go about?
If you don't clean it all out, I don't think that's the end of the world. But I do think that pulling the wheel off the back and at least kind of getting your head close to the area so you can kind of make sure that you've done your diligence to, you know, see anything that might be there. You know, and that's one of those things, you know. And the other thing is to understand is, and we've said this before, I think we joke about me making a shirt, but, you know, wheels are metal, not magic. Doesn't matter if it's aftermarket, stock, you know, OE, whatever it may be, right? And at some point, any wheel can suffer a catastrophic damage from an impact or whatever it may be.
Right.
And the one thing that you should really understand is that when we start talking about you know, kind of how damage presents itself, it's not always from the impact you remember. It could be for the 100 other times you impacted the wheel, metal, like, you know, it work hardens. It also, it starts to fatigue from all that movement.
And little by little, you know, if you hit the wheel a couple times, it can go out. Or even just if you hit it that one time, just constantly using it, it'll possibly give out. And like that's that one point that was weakened from that impact. And just over time, it'll eventually just give.
Yeah, I mean, think about it like this. If you open up a soda can and then, you know, have the tab, you flip the tab. You know, you go back and forth, you know, 15 or 20 times or you know. All right. I know there's some macho man out there going, I do it in three. But, you know, what I'm saying is, like, you bend it back and forth, and at some point
it snaps off. It gets weaker every time you bend it.
And so to some degree, that same thing happens. I mean, think about it. The same thing happens on a shock.
Yeah.
Shock has a life to it. It absorbs, it has, you know, so many dampened movements before the shock
eventually just gives out.
Yeah, it's done, right? And so when we talk about the longevity of a wheel or the life of a wheel, life expectancy of a wheel, it's very catered to its use and abuse and kind of what cycles you put that thing through.
I mean, wheels technically can last a lifetime if you don't use them.
That's right. If
the car is parked, if you don't use it as much, you know, it's not an everyday use.
Or,
you know what I mean?
They could be totally not used for a really long time, go out one time, hit that one pothole, and they game over.
Really?
What?
I said really.
That's, what do you mean, really?
Well,
you don't think that's from common sense?
Well, no. I'm thinking – no, I'm thinking of the wear – like the example you just gave of like it slightly wears,
but I get
what you're saying. Like you can take the car out and then hit like that one bad pothole and end up cracking the wheel.
Right. Like, I mean,
that's a valid point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think, again, it's all about use and abuse. And if you have a substantial amount of, you know, impact that happens one day, you know, you can lose a wheel or tire, lose a wheel and tire. I mean, you know, and listen, I you know, we don't touch on tire stuff that much, but the truth is, like, when you're into a wheel and tire package, be cognizant about the fact that, you know, like, if your tire has a bubble in it, if your tire has, like, these are the things that contact the road. So I think you have to take a little responsibility to at least make sure. You know, I do it for not only my own car, but I do it for, you know, my wife. You know, she puts the kids in the car, and, you know, I want to make sure that I'm walking around the car,
and that the car is safe for
because
them.
If she's not going to, and it's not her in her daily peripheral, and I get that, then I think, like, you know, when I come home from work, I look at one side, and then I spin around, and I look at the other side.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm I'm more prone to look at this stuff because I'm a wheel and tire guy and it's in my conscious, right? But, you know, put it – if you're watching this thing, like, we're going to give you a tip. Put it in your mental. Like, make sure that it's there so that, like,
right,
you are doing this stuff. The extra 2 seconds of spinning around and looking at your car, it could save you a bunch of aggravation on the road. And I'm not just talking about somebody that has aftermarket wheels. Again, your daily driver, your stock car, whatever it may be. My wife has stock wheels and tires. Like, I just
But these are things that happen no matter what type of wheel, what type absolutely of tire that you have.
Right.
And, you know, taking the time to take your wheel off, or even, you know, if you're not going to do it yourself, if you go to the shop to get an oil change, have them while the car is up there or whatever, just have them do a quick walk around of the car and just, you know, check and make sure everything's good. See if you need to tune up. You know, cause
I mean,
you mentioned bubbles and you know, you could get bubbles inside, not just outside. You could have a bubble inside the tire and you could be like, why, you know, why am I feeling this on the road, or why is this a certain way? Maybe. Or you might not even feel it. There's been times where I brought my car to the shop and, you know, I had it up and, you know, the guy pointed out, he's like, this tire is bad. He's like, if you don't replace this tire, it's going to explode on you. There was like a gigantic bubble on it. And I went immediately because I didn't know and I didn't even feel it.
I mean, bubbles in the sidewall is going to happen. I mean, you know, not too much, you know, in the tread area, but usually by then something's wrong with the tires, the laminating, your belt's broken, something like that. But,
well, yeah. Point being, you know, inspect your stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, take a look at your stuff. It's well worth it. It's way easier than being stuck on the side of the road, you know, kind of without wheel and tire. And plus, pay attention to your air pressure on your tires. I mean, the truth is, most catastrophic blowouts, when it's a proper tire, wheel and tire fitment, come from the fact that you're riding on the tire with no air in it.
Yeah.
Or very low air pressure. And most wheel damage comes from, and we've talked about this in other podcasts about preventing wheel damage, but low air pressure is one of the leading causes of wheel damage, of wheel and tire damage, of flat tires, of catastrophic blowouts. So, you know, most of the time that you see people run into those issues, it doesn't happen spontaneously. I know it feels that way because it like blows out.
Right.
But it happens because you have been losing air pressure for a long time.
And not checking.
And just driving on it and driving on it and driving on it. Whether you ruin the inside of the tire from the tire taking the impacts and the wheel kind of gouging into the tire because it has no cushion, no air.
Right.
Or if it comes from the fact that you have heated the tire up so much because there's no air pressure to absorb that heat. At some point, everything's got to
give
time to say goodbye. Right?
Yeah.
So, anyhow, this is our little Randy McRanterstein of trying to kind of say, hey, look, you know, be cognizant. Look at your wheels and tires, stock, aftermarket. You know, doesn't matter. Make sure you look at them. Make sure you inspect them. You know, especially if you're not mechanically inclined and you're not going to do that stuff, when you take your car to have tire rotations, because I'm sure that you're doing that, right?
Everybody. Yeah.
Everybody
possibly
wants to have
it.
But if you're going to, if you go into a tire rotation, and if not, then, you know, listen, you don't have to go to like a big shop to do a tire rotation. Any little tire shop will be happy to do a tire rotation. You know, and a lot of times you can get it done way cheaper there than somewhere else. But and while you're getting your tires rotated, just say, hey, could you do me a favor? You know, I've gone through some rough road areas in the past. Can you quickly just give a glance to the back of my wheels while you're swapping them around? And most people are going to be like, yeah, it's not really a big deal, because they're going to have the wheel off anyway.
Yeah.
So for them to go,
yeah. And some spots even do it. Like, I know the guys by my house, usually when I go in to get tires changed, they'll fully inspect it while they're doing it. You know, they'll look at the wheels, they'll clean them off a little bit and just like run through and be like, all right, like this wheel is good or whatever.
Well, they do that for twofold. One, they want to sell you something if something's damaged. And two, I mean, yes, there's the safety part of it. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are concerned about that. But two, they don't want you – they're going to do a job for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want you coming back 2 days later and saying, what'd you do?
Yeah.
They want to catch it before you come back and say, oh, it was their fault because they're touching your wheel and tires.
Right.
Right? So anyhow, I don't know. You have anything else that we can
I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. Let's talk about – we're doing our best to drop a piece of content every Friday.
Right.
And we're
– so far, we're 2 weeks straight.
Yeah, I know. So
we're keeping at it. We might have something this Friday.
Yeah.
If not, we'll definitely have something the following Friday.
Right.
We're working on
have something this week. The worst going to happen is it may be just like a podcast interview thing.
Yeah.
Not one of these podcasts. We have some interview podcasts.
Yeah, we still have some SEMA content that we haven't dropped. We interviewed a lot of interesting people, so we still have some of that to put out. We have, you know, we did podcasts on the new wheels, but we're also doing much shorter format videos,
right. showcasing
the new wheels.
Yeah, so we have some things that will be a little bit more entertainment.
Yeah, and we have a few like top things.
Yeah.
That we've been going over. If you guys haven't checked it out, we just did an A versus B video from last week. Scott just did it. The previous week, I did a video on changing wheel size, top five things you need to consider. And I think it was maybe a week or two before that where we did top five things to consider before upgrading your brakes or
looking for the right wheel size for your brakes.
Or trying to select the proper wheel size.
Something like that.
So we've been, you know, a little on top of it, and we're constantly trying to push stuff out. So definitely subscribe.
If you wouldn't mind.
Leave feedback. Cool. If there's any topics you think that we should cover, you know, leave it in the comments below or DM us. Or, you know, if you're watching this on Wednesday before 3 p.m., head over to our Instagram.
Right.
Because at 3 p.m., we go live and we answer your questions. So
yeah, every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, we go live on Instagram and Facebook, and we do a live Q&A.
Right. So
we talk about some stuff. So
that would even be a perfect time. And we should actually do that later today, the live stream. Ask if if there's any ideas, any video ideas that people want to see us put out. So if you have any video ideas, if you see this before 3 o'clock, head over to Instagram and let us know. If not, leave it in the comments or DM us or email us, whatever.
Right.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. We thank you for listening. If you're on iTunes and Google Play and all that good stuff,
head over to YouTube.
And if you are listening on iTunes or Google Play, if you wouldn't mind giving us one of those 5-star reviews if you like what you're listening to. We seem to have way more subscribers than reviews. So if you guys don't mind, I mean, that's an easy one. Just click the 5-star thing. That would be cool. But aside from that, I think that's what we have for you this week, right?
Yeah.
All right. We will catch you next week. We'll be doing this podcast thing just like we always do. And make sure you stay tuned for Friday, where we have some content coming out. And again, every Wednesday on Instagram and Facebook, we go live at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Yep.
Come join us. Hang out.
Ask
say
us
what's
questions.
Up.
Tell us what you like, what you dislike.
And again, it's just car talk. So if you have just general car talk you want to talk about, it doesn't have to be about wheels and tires, swing through. We'd like to see you. Right?
Yep.
All right. We will catch you next Wednesday. Take care.